Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen. Still don't like saying that, because it's hard to think he's gone. Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen, one of the greats, in my opinion, one of my favorites of all time. That song is called Nexus. It's from the Innocent Age album. It's the first song in the Innocent Age album, which is a double album. And I promise you, you just need that in your playlist. I mean, that whole album is awesome. And it's been around a while. I've owned it in every format, and I keep buying it. It's just the best. Welcome back. New Year. Happy New Year, 2019. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're ringing in the new year with our good friend Ellen Rohr. I couldn't do without her. She's been a member of our Brain Trust now for coming up on 8 years. How about that? She's the author of the Bare Bones Weekend Business Plan, the Bare Bones Business Plan, and so many others in that series. And Ellen, thanks again for being here. R-O-H-R, Ellen Rohr. Her name is pretty appropriate for the force that she is. Ellen, you got something a little bit different on your mind this segment, don't you?
Well, it's the new year. I'd like to talk about restitution. And what brought this to mind, you know, when Melissa contacts me and says, okay, what do you want to talk about? This is what I was thinking about at the moment. I wrote a blog about this at ellenrohr.com for links and some other information. But my sister and I work with a group of prisoners. So we go to the prison and we teach business basics, just what you're talking about, your asset from your elbow, how to do a balance sheet, a profit and loss, how to put a little business plan together. The reality is that these guys probably won't get hired. And, is that a shame? Is that a problem? Well, you know, over 2 million people in this country are incarcerated. You probably
yep.
know someone who is. Most
I do.
Family members are affected in some way. A lot of this has to do with the opioid crisis and drug addiction. There's a lot of nonviolent offenders there who are trying to get their life together. And there are some really dangerous cats. That's not
mm-hmm.
what I'm talking about today. But what I am talking about are people who may need a leg up. So then they get out of prison and no one's going to hire them. And so this is why we teach business basics. But then it leads to the question, could you hire someone who has a checkered past? I mean, in our applications, we usually say hard no to anyone who checks those boxes. Have you ever been convicted of a felony? Well, what if it was a nonviolent felony? Is this person worth giving a second chance to? Because some of the guys that I've met in the prison are absolute 100% rock stars who took a bad turn, a bad day, got really bad. And a lot of it has to do with poverty as well as drugs and other
mm-hmm.
things. So, you know, this was the topic of conversation. Well, along the way, what I also discovered is the guys now are at a different facility, and there's this website. It's called OCI Sales, Oklahoma Correctional Industries
mm-hmm.
Sales.com, OCISales.com. I've got the link at ellenrohr.com on my blog, too. But what this is they've created a company with the Department of Corrections where you can buy stuff from them. Like if you wanted to buy office wear for your medical practice, they sell textiles, they sell furniture.
Huh.
They have a welding company.
Mm-hmm.
They do all this stuff down there, and now these prisoners are actually employees, so they're learning skills. They get paid.
Mm-hmm.
They have to pay a portion of their paycheck to a victims restitution fund. I mean,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, is this slave labor? Is this okay to do? Because in a lot of prisons, that's a problem. But why not? And they have told me, the prisoners have told me that this is so much better than not doing anything.
We all need to wake up with a purpose, some kind of purpose.
Yes.
To contribute something. You know, there are a couple of things going on right now that are going to, I think, going to blend in perfectly with what you're talking about. As you may know, the president, Congress and the president have now passed a law, and the president has signed a new criminal justice law. And I read recently as much as 2,000 people are going to have their sentences shortened because of the redefining, retroactively redefining how they should have been sentenced, and let those people out. And some of them may be on your doorstep looking for a job.
And if if you're struggling with a labor shortage, is it worth it to take a risk on a guy? Because the real danger of releasing people
or a
is,
gal.
What are they going to do? Pardon?
Or a gal. I know.
Or a
I know.
Gal.
I know. Exactly. I know a lady who stole money, went to jail. Mm-hmm. Now she is an absolute major community leader. And one of her stories is what happened to her and how she fixed it.
Yep. And so that seems to be like, that's why I'm just posing this question. No judgment, only love. But if there was room in your heart and in your business to give a brother or sister
right.
a chance and what that would look like.
Well, that's exactly right. And here's one thing that I'd like to point out without recommending, you know, getting into other people's business. America is nothing if not a redemption country. We redeem people.
Hear, hear.
We redeem people. In America, you can fail and be redeemed. You think of the great entrepreneurs of the 19th and 20th centuries. Several of them went bankrupt several times. If you go to Europe, Ellen, and you bankrupt one time, your children are branded as failures. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
You can't bankrupt.
No, I know
you can't,
you used to lose
you cannot,
your hand in Ireland.
There's an old Ecclesiastes passage that says, the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. That's the way it is in Europe. In America, nobody even knows what your father did. Or even if it's you, we redeem people in America. And that's to me what's beautiful about America. And it's the reason why you're saying the things you're saying.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back. Ellen, I need your website, please.
EllenRohr.com. ElLENROHR.com.
All right. Happy New Year, everybody. We're going to come back one more segment with our good friend Ellen Rohr. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.